Hey everybody, Nate Carter here with today's Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. Well, this morning, my wife needed to get something done that involved calling the government. And she ended up on hold, waiting to talk to someone for 4.5 hours, only to end the conversation with a kind of a non-committal response. And I was so frustrated on her behalf that she sat there with listening to classical music on hold during her workday while she waited to talk to someone, only to not even get what she was looking for. And I just imagined myself in my mind. I wonder if you do this. The things that I would have said, and you know, escalating to a manager and telling somebody off, and kind of just letting loose. And it's very interesting that the Lord placed this scripture before me this morning, which I think is so telling. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And that came to mind as I was talking to my wife after that phone call. And thinking about the way that we as Christ followers are supposed to interact in those kinds of situations. And it got me to thinking about the other times when I feel, you know, offended or like injustice has been done. And one of the ones that came to mind is when you're talking to your mechanic and you feel like you're getting ripped off, you know, you feel like you're getting cheated, or any of the times that you have to wait for something that you feel like you shouldn't have to. We have this this idol of convenience as Americans, and any of those situations, you feel like I deserve better, and if I don't get what I deserve, then I'm gonna let them have it and let them know. That's not the way Christ followers behave. Our opportunity is to give grace to those who hear, to be people that build up, to be people that offer grace. And I got to thinking about the people on the other end of the phone as my wife, someone who spends their entire day, 8 hours a day, picking up the phone and listening to the next angry person asking for something and frustrated, and having to spend their life talking people down, and probably are frustrated themselves that they can't give better answers to people. And whether or not you like the way the procedures work there, those are real people that are answering the phones and dealing with customers. And we have the opportunity to bless those people that we come into contact with. If we start to imagine their side of the story, it becomes a little bit easier to offer grace. I think that the best opportunity that we have with this is really an evangelistic one. That as we treat people differently than they deserve or differently than the world would treat them, that we can plant in them maybe a question, maybe as they see the way that we interact with them, they see something that's different in us that than maybe anyone else has ever treated them with. I tend to, you know, want to explode on people, but if I take the moment to quietly think and react differently, I have the opportunity probably to make someone's day, and hopefully to, as they kind of question that behavior, to come back and wonder, what is it that's within that person that's causing them to give me grace when I've spent the rest of the day fielding calls by people that just yelled at me? So where's your vulnerability? Where's the place in your life that you easily get set off, that you easily want to just react instead of respond with grace? Can I invite you to just take a few moments to contemplate that today, and to ask the Lord to give you patience, to give you grace in those situations so that you can treat people the way that Christ followers do? And by that, the world will see that we follow different rules, we follow different protocols than the rest of the world. We follow the God of grace, and perhaps we could introduce them to that person. Well, have a great rest of your day. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.